Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Kelly Wald. She is a Pride of Dakota specialist. And Kelly, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Warren. How are you today?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Excited to talk about Pride of Dakota, the first ever Pride of Dakota coming to Jamestown this October. And we're going to talk more about that. But for our listeners, Kelly, who have not heard of Pride of Dakota or have heard the name maybe, but don't know what it is, will you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So Pride of Dakota is basically our state brand program. So it's a marketing and business development program that is administered by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. It was started back in 1985 with about 20 local companies with as an effort to help promote this brand of products that are made in North Dakota by North Dakotans. And since then, it has grown to over 500 member companies from all across the state doing really just about any type of business you can imagine.
And Kelly, these businesses, they're all based in the Dakotas, right? Right in here in North Dakota.
Yes, they are. And we have about seven different categories of membership. You know, we have like food and beverage makers all the way over to publishers and manufacturers, businesses that make different personal care products, or they are service companies. So we really run the whole gamut of any type of business you can imagine.
Again, we have Kelly Wald. She is a Pride of Dakota specialist joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. And in order to do this too, Kelly, Pride of Dakota, they host several events across the state, and they've been doing this for quite some time, right?
Yes, correct. So, and some of the listeners may be familiar with this. We do host showcase events. Those were started back in the early 90s as a way to help businesses market themselves and get themselves in front of new customers who maybe don't see them, to help people familiarize themselves with their brand names and their products so that when they see them, you know, maybe on retail stores, they know, hey, this is made by North Dakota and I've seen this, I'm familiar with this brand and familiar with the person that makes it. And so the department started these showcases back in the early 90s, and we have our four major holiday showcases. They're held in Grand Forks, Minot, Fargo, and Bismarck. But then a few years back, we also added in harvest showcases, which are held during the fall months. We had one in Dickinson last month, and here now in October, we are having our very first ever Jamestown Harvest Showcase, which we are super excited about.
We're very excited about it here in Jamestown as well, because, we've heard about these happening in, like you said, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and all across the state. So to know that we'll finally be getting in on this and seeing, you know, some area Pride of Dakota members participating in this, we're very excited for that. Kelly, what's a product that's through Pride of Dakota that many of our listeners may not know of or may have been produced? I was very surprised to find out that just up the road in Carrington, we have some Pride of Dakota with the Dakota Sun Gardens and Winery that they have up there. I didn't even know we had something like that in North Dakota.
Yeah, and that's the really cool thing about Pride of Dakota is the more you get to know about the program and the members, you do find all of these hidden gem businesses that, like you said, you maybe didn't even realize were here in the state, and they are literally from, you know, every four corners of the state and all the way across. There's people in our bigger major cities, but then there's also individuals who are out in the countryside. You know, like you mentioned, they have wineries set up, or vineyards, things like that, or mm-hmm. people who are in the small towns really supporting those rural economies.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And Pride of Dakota, the Harvest Showcase coming to Jamestown on October 21st and 22nd. Kelly, tell us a little bit about what our listeners will find when they go in and check out the Pride of Dakota Harvest Showcase.
Yes, so the 21st and 22nd, we will be at the Jamestown Civic Center. On Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And during those 2 days, you will find almost 100 different North Dakota businesses there, sampling and selling their products, give you a chance to chat with the people who are actually hand-making these things right here in the state. And so you'll get to see a huge variety, and it's a great opportunity. I know some of us are probably thinking about holiday shopping already, or even, you know, purchasing food products if we're hosting gatherings with the upcoming holidays. It's a great opportunity to stock up on those things ahead of time and kind of get that off of your mind and off of your list. It's a fun family event. You know, bring the kids, bring everybody. Admission is $2. Kids 12 and under are free. But if you bring your own reusable cloth shopping bag, you can save $1 on admission. And we are also partnering with the Jamestown Salvation Army. So if attendees bring a produce or a non-perishable food donation, you can save $1 on admission as well. So you can actually get into the show free if you do those two things.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really cool. Kelly Wald again, Pride of Dakota specialist, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Kelly, if anybody has questions about Pride of Dakota, I guess maybe we should even ask, what is the process, or how does one become a Pride of Dakota member? Because I'm sure there's a lot of businesses maybe listening, or individuals listening now, that think, you know, maybe I should be a part of this because I'm producing in North Dakota and I have my own business like this as well.
Absolutely, yes. And if you have, you know, if anybody listening has questions or wants more information, they can visit the Pride of Dakota website, which is just prideofdakota.com, or you can give the Department of Agriculture a call, and our main line is 328-2231, and we'd be happy to chat with you and see kind of how we can help you out as a business owner. So really the only qualifications for membership in the program are that you are, you know, producing your product, or if you're a service company, you are based here in the state of North Dakota.
Excellent. Very good. So make sure you have it on your calendar. Pride of Dakota. They have the Harvest Showcase coming to Jamestown at the Civic Center, October 21st and 22nd. Kelly, one more time for our listeners. Do you want to give that contact information if they have questions or want to ask you anything?
Absolutely. You can check out the website, which is prideofdakota.com, or you can give us a call at 328-2231.
Very good. Kelly, anything else you wanted to add?
We really hope you guys have that weekend marked on your calendar and that we'll see you all at the showcase.
Very good. Kelly Wald, again, specialist with Pride of Dakota. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren. Have a good day.